O dear life, when shall it be that mine eyes thine eyes may see, and in them my mind discover, whether absence have had force, thy remembrance to divorce from the image of thy lover? O, if I myself find not after parting aught forgot, nor debarred from beauty's treasure, let no tongue aspire to tell in what high joys I shall dwell, only thought aims at the pleasure. Thought, therefore, I will send thee to take up the place for me. Long I will not after tarry. There unseen thou mayst be bold those fair wonders to behold which in them my hopes do carry. Thought, see thou no place forbear, enter bravely everywhere. Seize on all to her belonging, but if thou wouldst guarded be, fearing her beams, take with thee strength of liking, rage of longing. Think of that most grateful time when my leaping heart will climb in my lips to have his bidding, there those roses for to kiss, which do breathe a sugared bliss, opening rubies, pearls dividing. Think of my most princely power when I blessed shall devour with my greedy licorous senses beauty, music, sweetness, love, while she doth against me prove her strong darts but weak defences. Think of those dallyings when with dove-like murmurings, with glad moaning past anguish, we change eyes and heart for heart, each to other do impart, joying till joy make us languish. O, my thoughts surcease, thy delights my woes increase, my life melts with too much thinking, think no more but die in me, till thou shalt revived be at her lips my nectar drinking.